Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
We know there's an epidemic of obesity with our children in this country, but if we can learn to develop a healthy youth and get our youth involved in athletics and team sports and single sports and get them out exercising, we're going to be healthier as a nation overall. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director for the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. You recently had a conference discussing this very thing. Tell us about it.
Melanie, thank you again for letting me to have a chance to be on your show. The Healthy Youth Athlete Conference that was just held in Orlando, I guess the name implies what it was really about and why it's important. Oftentimes when I speak to parents or coaches or even school administrators or sport governing bodies, and we talk about the health of a youth athlete, they kind of say, okay, yeah, but, you know, we're really trying to encourage or reach high performance. And what really has to be crystal clear and came across in the conference, and I always want to make it clear to parents particularly, is that, and it seems intuitive, but if your child is healthy, your child will have at least a chance to achieve high performance.
Well, sure. I mean, they certainly go hand in hand. And what is it they used to say? Don't play sports. Don't get in shape to play sports. Play sports to get in shape. You know, and or whatever it is. You know,
or it
I might
be
have
the other
tangled
way around
it there. But yes,
exactly.
Yes. I knew. I tangled it there. But that we want our kids to be involved in sports. We want them to get into shape. We want them to learn sportsmanship and, you know, all the things that go involved with being on a team and that companionship and competition that they learn so much from. But as you say, there's a certain mindset right now about competition. And is that more important than the health of our athletes? Tell us what you all came up with.
Well, you set it up perfectly, and really everybody recognizes that many programs, not every program and not every coach, but many programs across the country really focus on performance, and parents and coaches sometimes focus on the number of wins or how many tournaments can the child play and how many hours of practice, always thinking about, you know, performance. There's nothing wrong with achieving high performance, but again, consequently, those programs that focus just on that or primarily on that are not very healthy and consequently aren't really supportive of successful or high performance. So the message that came out crystal clear is that there's a lot of issues that really need to be addressed, and people have been working on these things, but the message has to come across to everybody, all the stakeholders, much more clearly. For example, even, you know, how much physical activity, you know, you said yourself that it's important to be active regularly, and we believe and others believe that youth sports can be the solution to be regularly active. But how much physical activity are kids really getting when they're involved in those sports? And that's an important issue, because if there's so many kids on the team or so many kids being coached by one coach and waiting in lines, and they're not being very active. So part of this is design of programs, part of this is coaching education, and part of it is too, is just, you know, as a parent, you need to recognize, okay, is this achieving what I hoped it would achieve for my child? And so that would be one issue that, you know, physical activity and the governing bodies that were represented at the conference recognize we need to do a better job to ensure that the kids are involved in sports are appropriately and sufficiently active.
Now, you know, that's a perfect example. My daughter plays basketball, and she told me at practice the other night, they sat around pretty much talking about stuff.
Exactly.
And I was thinking, you know, here you are going out on a school night so that you can run around, and you come back and tell me you're just sitting around. So what can change from this developing a healthy youth athlete? What can change? What do we want? We want them obviously jumping around more, running around more, getting involved more, but how do we change that?
Well, as I mentioned before, part of it is coaching education, and I think it's not that the sole burden is on coaches, but that has to be there so that folks recognize how to keep kids active and the importance of that. But there's a number of things, and again, we're not taking away from the the performance aspect, but we're just trying to be more inclusive and more sustainable so that more kids can get in and stay in. I think that certainly the topic that comes to mind when you think about what needs to change, we certainly keep hearing about the early specialization, you know, focusing on one sport. And really what that does is it puts so much of a burden on a child of repetitively doing the same thing, but it also weeds out those that aren't necessarily going to be perceived as successful. So not only does it minimize the inclusiveness of that sport, of that activity, but it also actually puts that child at a greater risk of injury. So specialization is something that really, you know, has been talked about, but it really has to be implemented much more deliberately so that kids are getting a diverse experience in a variety of activities so they stay healthy and they get to be more active by doing that.
Plus, it's fun, you know, and we want them to have fun. And, you know, I know that a lot of the sports, the soccer organizations and such, have a policy. Everybody plays, you know, that it's all about fun. It doesn't always seem that way, Dr. Bergeron. I've been at a ton of these games, and it doesn't always seem like they're having fun. But that's supposedly what it's really all about, isn't it?
It sure is. And kids play sports primarily for fun, and they leave sports primarily because it's no longer fun. And so we have to recognize that. And again, I'll say again, just because it's so important for your listeners to hear, we're not saying that, you know, everyone's a winner, everyone gets a trophy, everyone's going to be the same. There's still room for those high-achieving individuals, but for the bulk of kids, it just really needs to be much more diverse, much more active, much more inclusive, much more enjoyable. And that way, you know, the real success measure is, do the kids stay involved? And we can take it another step further. Rather than focusing on something that is so elusive as such as a championship or even a single win, you know, what about, and this came out in the conference, was what about getting kids to focus more on character development, their personal development as a person, something that they can control? And the programs that have tried that and have been very successful at that find a remarkable thing, that kids have another reason for participating. It's a more important reason. It's a more personal reason. And that's much more sustainable than tracking your wins and losses.
It is, and I do like that you brought up, you know, sports specific and how they are not, you know, mixing it up and cross training, and that's going to make them more susceptible to certain injuries and even for losing love of athletics or that sport in particular. So in the last minute and a half, please, Dr. Bergeron, wrap it up for us, the conference, what you took away from it, what you'd like parents and coaches listening to take away from this so that our children can get healthier, get involved, get into sports, and really have themselves a good time and get in shape at the same time.
There's a lot there. Well, we certainly focused on the individual athlete. It's very, very easy to talk about these global perspectives and all that kind of thing, but parents at the end of the day are making choices for their individual child. But recognizing that kids grow and develop and choose sports and are successful at all different rates, and no, you know, you really don't want to be comparing against others. So as the individual parent and an individual athlete, you have to leave room for choices and change differences in development. In a bigger sense, parents and coaches and school administrators and all the sport governing bodies need to recognize that there's a better way, there's a more sustainable way, there's a more inclusive way, and ultimately a healthier way, that sports can be a great investment and frankly be a public health solution to this inactivity and overweight crisis that we all recognize.
Beautifully put, Dr. Bergeron. It certainly can help overall and get your kids involved. Teach them the ideas that go into athletics and the good sportsmanship and about having fun and making friends. And, you know, that's really what it's all about, is getting our children healthier. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of our great programming, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.